It's like I always bring up, we GA'd the FG-42.
Yeah.
When we were running, us ARs were 45 per game. It was the easiest gun ever. But for the betterment of the game, we got rid of it. Nowadays, all these teams are so separate and selfish. They all vote in their own direction now. There is no like community accountability because they don't care about each other.
Yeah. And like, I don't want to sound like that. Like anti-GA, because in reality, I'm for GAs. You need GAs in COD, you know what I mean? But there's some of them that are just very, like, obvious bias towards their team. The sniper GA is incredibly biased. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 204 of the Optic Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Hims, Mountain Dew, and Cash App, and we'll let you know a little bit more about them later on in the podcast. For the time being, though, my man Dashy just came in here mad late, and the motherfucker knows that, 11 minutes late.
To be fair, I was filling last second. You know what I mean?
Oh, were you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I was filling.
Okay. You know, I'm going to give you a pass, but I also told you when you walked in, motherfucker, if you didn't shoot the way you shot, you'd be fucking in pain right now.
I also did see Hector on the sheet. I was like, oh, fuck.
I was like... Yeah. I know the fuck this is, boy.
Even though it was 5 minutes, like, I was like...
So this car, what is it?
Porsche GT3 911.
Damn.
Shit. Well, shout out to Krim also, because I was texting Ian on the side, and I was, like, asking for his recommendation, you know what I mean? What should I be looking at? And then he gave me a three. He was like... Cause like Turbo S, blah blah blah, and then he was like 911 GT3, and then he was like used, and then like he was making sure to like put that part in. I was like, okay. And
he's like, yo, be careful, because once the flux capacitor gets to this fucking level, the gauge is not gonna let you an indication.
I grabbed this picture of him,
and then
Brandon.
He was like, screenshot the one you got. Screenshot, and I screenshotted this one, and then I texted it to him. He like loved it instantly. He was like, that's a good one. He's like, good one.
Yeah. Now Krim knows his shit when
yeah he does he does
clearly horses. Right, fucking champion in racing.
Oh, did he win the two Porsches?
Did he win? Yeah, right?
I think he won both of the Porsches.
I don't know.
He did? Okay.
And then I went with Ken a month ago to see this car, or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
This is like a week before Thanksgiving or whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
And on the first time I saw this shit, I looked at Ken. I'm like, we not leaving until I get this shit, bro. It was one of those, you know what I mean? And then we went through the steps, and then it took a little longer because I was Canadian. I had to deal with like the bullshit
of course.
Let me just say, this
is a lot of bull. If I was American, I would have this shit
video,
already.
This is no dealership I went to. This is a luxury car dealership, isn't it?
You know Clicks went to this one?
The two dudes
at the dealership, one of the finance dudes, he was like, oh yeah, we had Clicks in this morning. He was looking at what I'm like, what the fuck? Because like, I know Clicks has like an insane garage. Like, that's all I see. Like,
does he really?
Yeah, he's got like a McLaren.
One day he was live. He was IRL streaming, like driving around Dallas. And he lives like near us. And I roll up my window, and I hear his car. I look out to my right. I'm staring at his. I think it's a Porsche, right there, fucking loud ass Porsche.
No, it's a dope ass car, man. Happy for you.
You ever see that matte black Lambo truck that used to come out of your old building?
I'm not gonna say the place, but is it the one that we used to stay with Means In?
Yeah.
Matte black.
Yeah, bro, that shit is so loud.
You never heard,
brother.
A Urus?
Yeah, yo, that thing is like kitted up to where when dude pulls out, at 2 a.m, bro. I'm surprised you never.
You
heard
guys
it.
Like that? Like the super loud cars?
No,
nah.
I'm like a Porsche
or something. Like that shit's natural.
Yeah, like if it's natural like that, like I think that's just kind of raw.
Yeah.
But if it's like forced, like, you know, people are on the brakes or like forcing it. To me, that's
what
insane.
I don't like about the loudness. Is for example, right? I always say, like, if I ever get a sports car, which would be a fucking Lamborghini, fucking Aventador, you know what I'm saying?
That's a spaceship.
But I'd be like, I ain't going fast in that motherfucker. I'm gonna go slow so everybody can see who's driving. you ain't gonna forget Poppy driving.
You gotta let him know who's pulling up.
Yeah. You're gonna
that
see
is
me.
So nice.
I would have a ridiculous fucking rap on mine. Ridiculous.
That
loud as
so
fuck. Change quarterly, obviously.
Change quarterly.
What?
That shit's so flashy, bro.
Ah, dude, I love that car.
I would pull my boat with it just so that I can pull my boat with it. That one right there on the right. Ooh, the SVJ, that Kappa.
Yo, y'all should see at the dealership. They got everything. Like some of the, like they had the Spider, the Ferrari, whatever that one.
Mm-hmm. For real?
Yeah, they had a fucking, they had a couple Lambos. I don't know if they had the Aventador. The Aventador would have been like, holy shit. Like,
yeah, no, you see it and you're like,
this shit's crazy.
How much is an Aventador? Like 400?
500?
Right now, it depends. There's a scarcity of them right now. So you're probably looking at like 750 plus.
Oh, damn.
Right, Matt? Look it up.
Might need a couple more rings.
So this is,
we might need five more rings.
Seriously.
Make sure what?
I was going to say, make sure when you go places, park that shit
deep.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't want people to ding your doors?
Hell no, not the Porsche, bro.
Yeah, no.
That is you valet at everywhere you go.
Valet?
If you can. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the price.
Wait, what are the prices? Yeah, look at that. 709, 6.
Is that starting price? Oh, wait, that's used. That's got 14.
Yeah, that's
used.
Yeah,
that's
a 2020.
$1,000.
That shit's
look up a brand new one, Matt. 2023, 24.
Look, wait, so that. what do Ferraris
run?
Similar?
This shit might be close to a mil. This shit might be close to a mil. A new one?
Yeah. Easy. Jude's out here buying vans and shit, like minivans. What the fuck are you doing?
You might scare her if you come back with one of these.
They have the, what? What do you mean? They're replacing the Aventador with what?
They are.
Something electric, bro?
I think so.
Brother, yeah, they stopped making the R8 too, which breaks my heart.
Yeah, the R8.
The R8 is one of the most beautiful cars ever.
I'm not gonna lie. I was going to get before the Porsche. And then I remember talking about that. He was like, "That shit's wide body." Like, and
yo,
I
did you get my
thinking,
text
like,
last night?
That's bad. I don't know. I'm going to park this shit,
dude. You have to. You have to get that jacket.
Which one?
That Amelion Door Porsche collab jacket.
Wait, look it up, Maddie.
I told.
I want to see that jacket.
I told Nate, who also has a Porsche. I'm like, dude. I sent him a link. I'm like, yo, get everything under the fucking gloves, the Amelion Door gloves, the Amelion Door jacket.
You gotta get the gadgets.
Hat. Ooh.
Oh,
boy.
That shit do look cold.
Hit my brother right there. Hit. Yeah.
Oh, wait, that is fly.
Oh, shit. That's just.
It's like perfect, too, for the winter a little bit.
It's so raw, bro.
Wait, that is heat.
Did you see the collab? Okay, so you're familiar with Amelion Door, right? Teddy Santis, the founder. This is the second iteration of the Porsche collab, but they, like, he I don't want to say decorated, but he, like, designed his own Porsche. Look that up, Matt, the actual Porsche. And the inside of it is one of the most ridiculous things you're ever going to see. It's a one-of-one, you can't buy it, but the seats are like this, like, fucking luxurious-ass leather.
Damn.
Bro. And then the stick shift has the Amelion Door. Look at this fucking,
wow.
Look Ooh. At that. Keep going, Matt.
Butter,
bro.
Wait, that's
look
an OG.
At the door. It's got that little hairy suede on it. Look at the stick shift. It's the Queen's.
Dude,
this is
another reason too. I like the car. It's like a gentleman's car. You know what I mean?
That's like a James Bond car.
I wouldn't go anything more flashy than this, bro.
Is this
my limit?
That's your first car, Brandon, the Porsche?
Nah. I had a Rover back home. Shit is heat too. But like,
Look at the seats. Look at the seats on the right. That's not your typical leather. Look at the upholstery, dude.
And this thing might be, like, worth, dude. This thing might be expensive as fuck, because these things, like, retain their value pretty well. This is, almost like an art piece. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is an art piece.
100%. Is that inside the New York store or something?
Yeah.
It is, right?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
go
yeah.
see it in person?
Well, the one last year was inside of it. This one's right now, probably inside of it right now. They have one on display.
Are you a fan of the Virgil Maybach?
Nah.
No?
Well... I'm just not a Maybach guy to begin with.
I just think it's cool that he got to design one, and it actually and they dropped them.
Look at the back of that seat, but listen to what I'm about to say. When Raekwon from Wu-Tang Clan picked me up in his Maybach to go get some grub, I was like, yeah, it's a raw ass fucking thing. It's just, you know, it's a big ass fucking ride. You know what I'm saying?
I never been in
the
Maybach.
Maybachs are just like the.
Yeah, it's the top middle one, Matt. That's the Virgil Maybach right there. Yeah,
is this like kind of like a the class below Rolls? Maybe, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't even say class below.
I would say it's like the Rolls of its.
It's like the Rolls of Mercedes. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like I mean, if
you
have
it's in the same class,
if you have one of these, you're getting out.
Someone's driving you if you got one of these. That's why, like, I don't know. I was thinking, man, if not the Aventador, in a seasoned gentleman like myself would look.
You drive a Rolls truck?
What?
The Rolls Royce truck?
The Rolls truck is nice.
Was that the Cullinan? Is that what it's called? Nah, I would.
They have Rolls trucks?
I'll get that for like Jude.
Fire.
What I would get is a Phantom black badge. What?
Okay. Oh, the Phantom is
you
called.
Know about the black? I know you know about the black badge. Oh, look at how I hold my nose.
Anytime I see a Rolls,
I hold my nose and laugh. Yo, listen.
Anytime I see a Rolls, I just think of the mob. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, black so badge nice.
Is crazy, mob, like, you know, if I just see an older Italian gentleman.
No, Phantom. No, not the Phantom. What's the other one?
He knows a couple people.
It's
I could just see business.
It's not a Phantom. Like, it's not a Phantom.
There's a Cullinan, Phantom. I know there's a black
the
badge.
Ghost. Look at the Ghost black badge. I think it's a Ghost.
There's Cullinan black badges too.
I don't know that much about them. That ain't it either.
Type in a Cullinan black
nah,
badge.
No. It's not a the Cullinan's the truck.
Yeah, they have a black badge for it though.
Yeah, of course.
Damn.
It's not the Phantom. It's not the. The Ghost. What's his name? The Wraith. Thank you. But when you see this shit, you're going to realize.
Oh, my God.
Click on one of them, man.
Bro,
it's
the most kitted up shit ever.
Look at that thing.
Yeah. I feel like if you're rich, you won't get a Rolls, but if you're wealthy, you'll get the Rolls.
Oh. It took a wealthy car.
Oh, my God.
It's not like a car that you would get.
This is like you're 50, you're put together.
And you're like, you got
look
it,
look at
that.
You go to the south of France whenever you want. Like, it's just a...
Oh, my.
You got like three cribs, you know what I mean? One in Florida.
You know what's crazy?
You might be
from
New York. That shit is fire.
My middle name is Raul.
You go once every 2 years.
You know what I'm saying? Raul's my middle name.
Go to Spain. You know
my last
I mean?
Name Rodriguez.
For a month,
baby, it's meant for me.
Ooh,
cold. Nah, I would. Don't
dude,
call me Hector no
so
more.
That is so nice.
Call me Raul.
Raul Rodriguez.
Call me Rulis.
Can you wait? Look up average income of someone that just owns a Rolls Royce because they have that all that shit. Look that shit up for like all the cars.
Yeah.
Even the Porsche.
Yo, did you see? yo, Mac, let's go back. let's go back to the topics at hand because
you're right here.
Where is it? That's your new car, Tokyo trip.
Oh yeah, the Texas.
No, there was a car, something about okay, so the United Healthcare guy, you know, rest in peace. Like that's look, let's not turn this into something that, you know, political, but man, some of the shit that I've seen does not make sense on it. You know what I'm saying? Let's go, but let's leave it where it's at, man. We'll leave that for, I just realized that we got a lot of things to cover.
I kind of want to talk about that.
Yeah, same.
That's like that's the craziest shit I've ever seen in this guy.
Am I reading that right? A United Healthcare assassin call?
Well,
the
CEO of United Healthcare got assassinated in New York City outside of a board meeting, like walking in or whatever. Guy silenced pistol right to his shot him and had to like I guess recock the gun 3 times. It looked like a clean professional hit. Got away on bike. They had no idea what was going on. They found a backpack of Monopoly money in I forget what park in New York City. Might have been Central Park or whatever. But he gets away and they have like no leads, nothing. Besides, they eventually find this photo where he pulls down his mask because I guess he was flirting with a cashier or something. Mm-hmm. So that's all they had to go off of. So they had this manhunt. Yesterday in Pennsylvania, someone in a McDonald's recognized someone that looked like him, and it turned out to be him, so the police apprehended him. But he had, they say, a manifesto on him and the gun, which in my head, I'm like, why does this guy have the fucking gun?
I don't know.
You're in Pennsylvania. You're a few days post-assassin. Why are you walking around with the gun still? Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Bro, what doesn't make sense to me... You know, okay, at first, I'm like... When I saw the video of the guy getting shot, again, very sensitive scenario there. But, like, I thought he was pretending to, like, have his gun jam, and that's why he kept on recocking it. Because, if you're an assassin, what you want to do is you want to, you know, throw them off, right? Throw the scent off. And pretending that you don't know how to use a weapon is a good way to fucking start. But dude had a silencer on it. Dude, from the pictures, dude looks swole, right? Like he's like a swole dude, fitness guy. What the fuck's he doing at McDonald's? You know what I'm saying?
Dude,
people like that
dude,
don't
he's,
say.
He's super Italian too.
I just don't understand.
Luigi Mangione.
What was he? Why did he have? Mangione, why was he trying to use an ID at McDonald's though?
Apparently, the theory right now is that one of his one or multiple of his family members were screwed over by the healthcare system.
Yeah.
And this he had a vendetta against the healthcare system and then took it into his own hands. There's like a leaked manifesto. I'm just not sure if that's actually the manifesto he had or not, but I read
also,
it.
Also, was that YouTube video real or was that?
Apparently that was fake.
Fake? Okay.
What YouTube video?
There was a scheduled video from his account. It's like, if you're reading this, I'm arrested.
Gotcha.
The plan
gotcha,
is
gotcha.
In motion. Gotcha, but I, gotcha. I think that was
debunked. Yeah, the amount of people that made shit up around it, the amount
every
like the,
time. I like, don't get it.
Listen, I can go on for hours about how unjust the entire health system is. But to take matters into your own hand like these, like this, in this situation, it's like this dude probably didn't even know about, like this CEO that didn't know about that one specific case, had no names attached. You know
that
what I'm saying?
The people that make the decisions in my head, their names you can't find anywhere. There's people in the shadows that work in this deep healthcare stuff. But this is going to be a Ted Bundy
case. Is this the video?
Because all the girls are like, this guy is so attractive, blah, blah, blah. So it's literally like Ted Bundy V2. There's going to be documentaries, televised court case. It's going to be this whole ordeal
now. That
was
like Brandon from right there.
Dude, that's why somebody tweeted me that. They're like, yo, when are you going to blah, 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 be like...
Yo, where were you? Where were you on this
date? And then
date?
He tweeted me that pic. I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't think anything of it because I
did
not
watch
this video.
You saw what a journalist posted earlier? These fucking idiots, bro. They were like, this guy was playing an assassin game with his friends months back, Among Us. And I'm like, dude, are you guys serious?
And they're trying to start like the narrative. That, like,
video game somehow caused it.
It's not crazy. He kind of looks like a normal kid. You know what I'm saying?
No, he didn't.
I feel like I'm being assassinated by my water bottle.
He looks like just a normal college kid.
I know. You would not expect that like this guy would just be like have a fully attachment pistol.
I saw another one. They're like, Trump and this dude went to the same Ivy League, da 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 da.
No.
And then I'm like,
you got to realize that
everybody's starting is talking about Trump and this dude now.
I will say, Twitter is the funniest platform. Like some of the tweets that they come up with, people are like, all we need is Biden to someone needs to convince Biden this is his son. He'll pardon him. Like it just crazy, funny shit.
Let's not get started on that bullshit. But, yeah, we'll I guess we'll see when he speaks, right? Like
this is going to be huge.
Yeah,
Netflix doc, HBO doc.
That dude don't go to McDonald's. You saw him? Swole as fuck.
Yo, you think this dude was a part of the mob?
No.
Or connected with the mob?
And we don't talk about that sort of stuff here, Brad.
Yeah, never.
I'm just joking. Cut that part out, Maddie.
Yeah,
I don't... I just don't... Unless he was trying to get caught, like, why would you... You had ample time to get rid of the gun. Multiple days gone by. He had fake IDs on him.
I feel like also if you, like, do a murder in a certain... I feel like you got to go, like, the opposite coast. Am I tweaking? Like,
I thought they usually have,
why
like,
why him?
Well, the murder weapon is also...
That's what I don't get.
The murder weapon is like the thing that if he has the murder weapon, he's automatically guilty. He's basically done if he has the murder weapon.
Yeah.
So if he got rid of that and they caught him, there's like, where's the murder weapon?
What evidence? Yeah.
Exactly. Where's the murder weapon? All you have is this.
You
shit
cannot
photo
prove beyond reasonable
like
doubt in that video that it was him.
Exactly.
That did it.
So without the murder weapon, they'd have nothing.
Even if there's no alibi, there is no way to prove that beyond reasonable doubt.
They could definitely prove
it. He had
it
on him when he got caught.
Yeah.
It's so McDonald's.
That
makes
sense
no
to me.
Sense.
It doesn't make sense, especially in PA.
Yeah.
In PA, you can walk in any.
Who are we worried about, TJ?
Woods.
We're just worried about TJ.
No, it's like there's plenty of bridges, there's plenty of rivers, there's plenty of lakes, there's plenty of sea that you can go out there and fucking toss that bitch in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll never find it unless Dahmed is out there fucking scuba diving looking for stuff.
I ain't gonna lie, they don't need
Jigger
the murder
Jordan's
for this
down
one.
There scuba diving looking.
Hmm? Dude, you could tell
he's going to jail with all the
bro.
Fucking.
Oh yeah, he's done.
The famous fucking.
They had a.
They charged him today officially.
Speaking of Twitter posts, like they showed that the next day United Healthcare was looking for a new CEO.
Apparently, and I'm not sure if this is true. Apparently, the meeting he was supposed to attend that day in that building still happened that day.
What?
Which I'm not sure if that's true, but that's the craziest thing ever.
What you don't? Well, you're gonna postpone it?
The CEO just got murdered.
No, but what if
all right, guys, tough news today, but back to business. It's like, what? The guy was just slaughtered outside those doors.
Well, people need insurance, man.
That is crazy.
Claims need to be...
Money don't sleep.
claim.
It's insane to me.
It's beyond me. Hopefully we get some reason.
I want answers. Like I'm interested as fuck. I want to hear this.
You
guy
will
talk.
Be watching.
I mean,
are you gonna be watch partying like Kutch watch parties political stuff?
No,
you can.
I brought up.
I mean, it's
I brought
one
up
thing.
Trump as a joke. Well, not even like I just brought it up for like 5 seconds as
where
y'all
on my Twitch, just like because he was live on Twitch. Right,
and that's all that
I,
people were talking
I brought
about
it
for
up
an
for
hour.
A second, and
oh yeah,
they slammed my ads. Got fucking destroyed.
Yeah,
there must be like some AI, like they know if you watch that. Because I had my most, one of my biggest months was that month, and it was one of my lowest months, ads.
Dang.
They knew. That's when everyone got destroyed.
What month was it?
Last month?
Last month.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
This is the mine best quarter, too.
Yeah, so no more politics on stream for me, ever.
No, but the one thing I hated, too, is like whenever you do bring it up for 10 seconds, people go on for hours in the chat until you tell them to shut the fuck up.
Well, no,
you
I
know
just,
what I mean? I got a four-piece. Gas the shit up.
I just do
we're
it as
done
a joke.
With this, we're done with this debate.
I was like, so, what do you guys think about this? And I bring it up and say, oh, don't do this, then. I was like, I'm just kidding. Go back to Dashy POV.
So, I just got back from Tokyo. One of the topics here is Tokyo. Do you guys have any questions about the? If you do, arigato gozaimasu.
I just want to go.
I need to go too.
I asked you before the pod started. I said, "How was the language barrier?" And then you said, "It's a lot of people speak English." And then ChatGPT. It's just crazy the world now. Hector talked to his phone and he said, "Translate everything I say to Japanese and everything." This guy says to English, yeah. And it's just a back and forth combo on your phone. It's
you can like have a combo with somebody.
Dude,
like,
watch this. Ready?
It's crazy.
Dude, how good is your Farsi? Do you speak Farsi? What do you speak?
Arabic.
Arabic? How good is it?
Pretty mid.
Okay. I'll do Spanish.
Crazy.
Hey, I'm in Mexico. I'm speaking with somebody who only speaks Spanish. I only speak English. Translate everything that's in English to Spanish and Spanish to English.
Cole la cabeza.
Sure, I could help translate for you. Just let me know what you want to say.
Buenos días. Quiero saber si ya están listas las pupusas.
Good morning. I want to know if the pupusas are ready.
No, they are not. They are going to be ready for another 3 hours.
No, todavía no están listas.
What?
No van a estar listas hasta dentro de tres horas.
You could have a full-on combo with someone.
Anyway, ChatGPT, guys, if you guys aren't using it, you guys are falling behind.
Dude, I can't believe
that. It's that good. It's just good. And it keeps the conversation. The whole conversation stays. It transcribes the entire conversation. So like you can literally bring it into your class. Be like, hey, I'm in class right now. Write down the notes that whatever the speech that the teacher does, and then after that, be like, okay, summarize it into 5 paragraphs.
What?
Too. Yeah, dude, it does.
Bro,
it.
Kids these days got it easy, bro.
Oh my what? God, yeah. Kids these days.
It's
he says
the craziest thing that I've seen when it comes to like school stuff is you can do that, and then there's an app or AI that transforms it into a podcast conversation.
Yeah,
to where it creates two people. And all the information in that study guide, they're talking about back and forth, but
so
like
you can,
in an actual, it's not like robotic. It's as if you're watching it. Yeah. It's the craziest shit I've ever seen. It's insane.
You can say have a lighthearted tone. You can say have a serious tone. You can have a sad tone, and it just does it. You know, lecture notes into a podcast, notebook LM.
Can you show us a clip real quick? Because I want to show Mark. What this actually sounds like.
Yeah, you said the first one, Matt, I would.
Overview, you click generate a conversation. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, let's see.
Okay, and we are tackling learning and teaching. We've got all these excerpts from education.
Plus or minus 2 pieces of information at once.
Like, are you serious? Only 7 things. No wonder if someone interrupts.
That's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
They just made a podcast.
Bro, what?
Like a full hour-long podcast about the topics you need to learn about.
Well, you gotta, like, bro, isn't that crazy? Like,
it's
back
like
then at the screen, like, I had iPhone. I'm not saying, like, I'm not, like, I didn't go in the 90s, you know what I mean? But,
dude,
like,
there isn't a single thing that any, there's no excuse as, I don't even know where to begin. If I had this in high school, The same with YouTube. Same with, like, the world is changing. I've told you guys that. Yeah. I told it to act as if you are part of Mr. Beast's creative team. You are tasked with generating 7 thumbnails on 7 days of Minecraft. And the thumbnails that it generated artistically, and as an artist, of course, there's something to be said, and I do have my opinions on that, but just for conversation's sake, I'm going to continue. It generated 7... not only thumbnails, but also a title plus tasks of what I should do on day one of this lonely survivor island that I started. Bro. And when I tell you that the thumbnails were good, they were fucking insane.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Listen, adapt or get left behind. I'm 44. I should not be the one on this out of all of us that uses it regularly.
It's just crazy. If all this is happening now and I'm like 27, I wonder when I'm 40 what it's going to be like. Talking robots.
Yeah, I mean, it's happening now.
Have teachers, bro. No bullshit.
Huh?
There might not even be teachers because it might just be like fucking straight AI. It's just like, on Monday they're doing this, Tuesday they're like,
guys, the Flash. You're talking to Gideon. You ever see the Flash? No. Dude, I wish.
Act as though you are a Japanese teacher. Teach me my first class of Japanese.
Konnichiwa. Let's begin with some basics. In Japanese, hello is konnichiwa, and thank you is arigato. How about we practice these phrases first?
Konnichiwa, arigato.
Konnichiwa.
Excellent. You said konnichiwa.
And then it gives you down the vowels, the consonants, the whole thing. ChatGPT, $20 a month. This is not a sponsored podcast by it or any other AI, but if you are not using it, it is insane. Just use it as practice. Just use it. Now that it has a voice, you can literally have a conversation with it in the car, and you can learn anything about any topic. You can make it give you theoretical scenarios. You can make it test you. You can ask it to give you trick questions. You can ask it anything, and instantly, within seconds, it can do it. It analyzes documents faster than you can think, dude.
I feel like this is obviously a good thing, but it's like, I do feel bad. It's like the people that were like genuinely smart, like back then, you know what I mean? They actually had to do like proper research. They had to get a book, whatever, on the topic. You know, if they want to learn a language,
I think people are just going to grow up way dumber now.
Yeah, like, you have your phone, you have Google, everything, you have ChatGPT.
Everything's handed to them, like problem solving and a bunch of life skills that I feel like even I had to learn early on is just going to like go away. When everything's at the touch of your fingertips, yeah. Google, AI, there's no problem solving, yeah, like process of elimination. It's all right there given to you.
I think people are going
to
be
pros and cons. Yeah. Like, I think the barrier to entry to certain things
that
is
door
so,
doesn't slam
so much lower.
That's going to hit like maybe like society or like the social skills of people. You know what I mean? I feel like you got to be like, just go up to people.
Andrew Huberman's a great person to listen to. If I don't know if you're familiar, but he has a good episode with, he's a professor at, I think, Harvard, but he's like a scientist as well. And he has a bunch of great guests on, and they talk about what social media and phones have like done to society and what it's continuing to do. There's pros and cons. Like, people are making more money now. There's more opportunity, but people's brains, it's crazy. I'm not going to embarrass myself by trying to repeat what he was saying, but if you're interested, it's a good one to listen to.
Boys, early day again?
Yo, Hex, lunch?
I can't. I got another meeting. Have fun out there, though. Take this.
How can I help you guys?
Let me get 2 beers. We need 1 ribeye medium, 1 double burger, 1 buffalo chicken sandwich, 1 order of nachos, 1 quesadilla, and 1 sausage roll.
3 milkshakes.
Extra ranch.
Open or close?
Open.
How different, do you think there's other esports owners and CEOs that have somewhat of a similarity to how you...
We're ready to close it out.
So your total's $567.93, charge of this card?
Surely.
They talk to you? Because it seems like you and Nade would probably be the anomaly.
So guys, this decline, do you have another card by chance?
If Pacer get paid on
on Cash App. Depositing your paycheck comes with protections and security features to keep it safe, including card lock and transaction alerts, so you never have to wonder what your money is up to. Download Cash App from the App Store or Google Play Store today. That's money. That is Cash App.
Ladies and gentlemen, pardon the change of clothes and also the interruption. I do want to tell you guys a little bit about our sponsor today, Hims. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing you with access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Sometimes in intimate moments, they happen spontaneously. And we always want to be ready for such occasion. We want to be able to make sure that we are going to perform in the bedroom. And Hims provides access to treatments that can help you stay hard and last longer. It gives you that boost of confidence that you need to do your best in a time where you need to do the best. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for ED. As I mentioned, Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing you with access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch, as well as hair loss treatments and other opportunities that you may have. Your skin may be doing something that you don't want it to. Hims has all of these available options for you to check out. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. With hundreds and thousands of trusted subscribers, Hims can help you find the ED option that works for you. The process is 100% online, and there's no need for uncomfortable doctor visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/optic. That's all capitals, O-P-T-I-C. That's hims, hims.com/optic for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/optic. I'll leave a link in the description down below so that you can click on it and make it easier for you to get. The products mentioned are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Prices vary based on product and subscription plan. Mountain Dew is our second sponsor of this podcast. Mountain Dew has always been our go-to for refreshing citrus kick and your go-to for gaming rewards. Starting in November, Mountain Dew Game Fuel is back. And it's back with the beloved Citrus Cherry along with an exciting new option, Citrus Blackberry. Look for codes on specifically marked packages of Mountain Dew. Enter them at MountainDewGaming.com. I'll leave a link in the description. To bank points and redeem those points for epic gaming rewards like consoles, custom merch, or a month of Xbox Game Pass for new users. The rewards marketplace is filled with new items, including DLC for World of Warcraft, Diablo 4, Madden, and more. Open to legal U.S. residents 18+, subject to program terms at MountainDewGaming.com, and 131-25, void where prohibited.
You know, so to tie it all back, language barrier was non-existent. I mean, I didn't even have to use this app or ChatGPT to communicate with people. People there speak English. Like, it's a big touristy town. It's like the largest city in the world, the most populated city in the world, and it's also the most magical city in the world. And I can tell you that the difference between me going in February to going in December, as I did this past week, like the amount of people, and this is not even the touristy time. Like, it was cold when we went there. But if you go on touristy times, like, I bet you it is madness out there. And it's only going to get worse because it's such a good city. There were instances in which you saw, like, locals, like in Shibuya specifically, or where were you? Yeah, we were in Shibuya. This lady was walking her dog, and she was, like, peeling off all the graffiti stickers from, like, the poles and shit. And I said, not that one. she was just like, there are tourists there that you know, not tourists, locals that don't really like the tourism. If you look at Spain, French, the French are having, like, this fuck the tourist thing.
I don't even blame them. Like, I feel like we, like,
that would be annoying.
In Dallas, it doesn't happen. In Dallas, we're not worried about, like, tourists coming through and just, like, booking all the reservations and putting graffiti on the wall. Like,
well, you got to think about the fact that, right, like, we do have tourism here in Dallas, and people do come here, but it is not a destination the way that New York or the way that Tokyo is, right? But Tokyo, again, my favorite city of all time. It's not even close at the... Just the common sense that they have. We walked into this Japanese barbecue spot, and I'm going to hype up Tokyo until the day I die, because... The logic behind the Japanese and the Japanese culture is something to be admired.
We walked into this Japanese restaurant, and we obviously it was cold, so we had our coats and everything. And the hostess says, "Before you sit down, would you like to put away your purse?" And we're like, "Oh yeah, yeah." So we started taking off, thinking we're gonna hand them to her, but she's like, "No." She lifted up the bench that we were gonna be sitting in, and she just stowed everything in the bench under your seat. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, "That wow. makes so much sense." Like.
These guys are ahead. Like,
wait, wait, wait. No, not just ahead, bro. Like, way ahead. Just the common sense behind it. The cleanliness, the noise pollution, non-existent. If you honk there, something bad must have happened in order for somebody to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yo, we got Gary Vee in the fucking house. Got his own camera person.
Talk
and
to your
shit.
Parents. Go sell kitchen documentary utensils.
Going this documentary. Well, what are we filming there? It's just a vlog. I like it, man.
It's a documentary. Aim high. Yeah,
Pam's in here with fucking Reggie recording. Now he's embarrassed. Come on, man. Entertain the masses, dude. Anyway, I highly recommend you guys go to Tokyo. I highly recommend that you do it as soon as possible because it will get crowded. It will be like such a destination as it is now, but 10 times full.
Me and you.
Go.
No, they're going to be like, listen. Godzilla's real.
Dude, there was, bro, in Shinjuku.
You're going to blend right in, though.
Don't they have like a gaming like thing over there? Like a gaming world or some shit?
Oh, I swear they got some. You've never been to a place like this.
Really?
They have it all. You walk into, I'm gonna give you the best one, and I recorded it in the vlog, and it'll be up at some point. But I went to this Mandarake toy store, and I had to walk like 7 flights of stairs into like think about like 7 floors under the earth, and that's where like you walk in and you smell a little bit of the mold and shit. You smell and it's like smells like a basement, and then it's like it's a humid, but there are like infinite rows of like vintage. Everything, all the toy, vintage toy cars, vintage Ninja Turtles, vintage X-Men, like all
that would
of
be
it.
Fire to go to.
Fire. I highly recommend it.
You have to go there with empty suitcases then. You got to come back.
Bro, listen, ready? We went there with one carry-on that was empty. Jude had that. I had a carry-on that I checked where I put in 3 outfits because I wanted to buy the rest there. I did. And Liv had her big suitcase. We came back with 3 big suitcases.
How's the fashion there? Like,
bro,
like,
unmatched.
Well,
everyone there is fresh. I have a picture of this old fucking dude had to have been 65 looking fresher than fuck. I look at him and I'm like, yo, you should not be this fresh.
At 65? You should be retired, bro. Nah, he's not. Nah,
you don't retire from... When you got style, you don't retire.
I need to go there because I respect... I just know that they all have a general respect level for everybody and just the country. It's just a different. Here, people are throwing shit out windows on highways.
No,
it's
never,
like they.
Never.
I know they don't. They,
them, they have
their
they have traditional
that.
Values.
That's just disgusting. You know what I mean?
They got traditional values.
But it is, bro. Over generations, they don't change because it's 2024, bro. They still believe
they
in the same shits they believed 100 years ago.
I need to go bad.
No, listen, whenever you guys go, please do let me know. I'd be down to go one because, you know, Liv and Jude, I'm going to throw them a little bit under the bus, but please do not judge them too harshly.
I know what you're going to say.
What?
They don't have that palate.
They don't have that palate.
They don't have that palate.
Jude.
That's another thing I was going to ask.
But I
the
have,
food, bro.
I have to tell you guys, okay? We went back to the same KFC that we had eaten when we went there the first time. I'm telling you right now, that is not KFC. That is like, think about KFC times 2. The chicken itself was insane. Oh, have you ever had chicken nuggets with actual chicken meat inside of the nuggets where you can see the threading of the muscle as you're eating it? We're eating chicken paste here on the nuggets. The McDonald's, for fuck's sake. The McDonald's cheeseburger there. Yes, I ate at McDonald's. Yes, I ate at KFC. No, it wasn't my choosing. It was theirs, okay? But I was there to support the family and stuff.
I heard
know?
It's great, though.
It was delicious.
I heard McDonald's
it is not the same. It's not the same.
The burger was fire.
KFC, the burger, the chicken was fucking fire. The napkins that they give you.
I like the London one, but
they're
I
not
haven't had
napkins.
Enough to actually
They're
judge
napkins
it.
That absorb the grease on your fingers. So you grab a napkin, and then you just do this, and it's gone, and it's all there. You can see the grease on the it is bro
yeah, they look at us like animals
yeah they
it's
do
not the ones where you go like this and then somehow like the paper sticks to your
no
finger
I mean, it would never no it would never
yeah
would
I
never.
Wonder what they think of us like these guys are creatures
they think we are
Neanderthals 100%
they look at us as
They're like, these guys are crazy.
Bro, I'm like, Jude was walking away from me in a store, and I was like, Jude. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, give me 1 second. I walked all the way to get him. I'm like, hey, you can't scream there. You can't scream across. That's impolite. Impolite. You have to take account for others. Unlike here, where you don't give a fuck about anything besides yourself, you self-centered prick. Anyway, highly recommend it.
I want to go to Korea too. Like Seoul? South Korea. Seoul.
You should emphasize that.
Well, North Korea.
Yeah. I just watched a documentary of like T1's
dude,
private
chef. Dude, I heard Faker
chef is
a celebrity, man. Faker.
He's like
Ronaldo in Korea. He's Ronaldo.
Oh, T1 yeah. And that literally. Whole League of Legends team, when they're out in the street, it's pandemonium.
Yeah.
Dude, it's actually...
They're disguised. Brother, it's...
Did you see that clip where he landed at the airport and then there's a mob? There's like 300 people just surrounding Faker.
You imagine Bo's great frag earlier. People are clapping in the airport.
That's crazy, bro.
That's insane.
And right, but to be honest, he's ham though.
So, no, he
dude,
really is.
I don't know anything about League of Legends. I never watched. But I saw some shit about him, like how he plays, and he's like constantly switching from like one screen to the next screen to a different view, like constantly just in rotation.
They have their team is called T1. It's the org. They have a T1 cafe. They have themed drinks around the players' jerseys.
Wait,
hung
look
up.
It up. Look at, you got to see their shit is like, they have one private chef. He's waking up at like 9, 10 a.m. and he's with the team from like 9 or 10 a.m. to like 8 p.m.
Later, I watched. Chefing it up. I watched the do you watch the documentary? Are we talking about the same thing?
I watched the one with the private chef one where he was like just basically cooking for T1, what it looks like on a day-to-day basis, you know what I mean? But
dude,
I don't watch the documentary.
I'm going to tell you, there's an incredible documentary. His name's Alvin Zhao Films.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I was showing production earlier, just like his editing style. Like he has like a regular channel where he does regular stuff, then like a doc channel. Super cool. He did a documentary about the T1 private chef.
Dude.
Super cool.
I'm so jealous of League, like the way they hype up like their champs like videos, you know what I mean? With like the two teams, like the little trailers. It's
dude,
so good, man.
Everyone outside of the United States is great fans. They just know how to be a good fan.
Yeah, but yeah.
What?
Korea is also, League of Legends is like their NFL.
Yeah.
It's like a way of life for them.
Yeah.
So imagine having an entire country that looks at your esport
as if it's the NBA.
That's what Fortnite was.
Fortnite was crazy.
Yeah, that's what Fortnite was. I mean, look at
is he that famous here though?
No, that's insane.
Faker?
Like, look at like their shit. Look at way. Their shit.
No,
not like that.
Nah.
Oh.
Nah. Like if he goes to like an event for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if he was to get dropped off, you know what? Maybe I'm fucking wrong. I would recognize him.
I would recognize him too. So
yeah.
I would recognize him as him.
The thing is, like, I don't even know a single thing about League, but I still watch World just because, like...
Just the aura of
the event?
I'm just... I'm like, I have to watch this fruition or this...
I'm the exact same
culmination
way.
Of greatness.
But you know what I watch every single year, and I watch the shit out of them, is the trailer, the little sneak peeks where they have, like, before the semis, they'll have, like, T1, and let's just use, like, another team, for example, and then, like, Faker and then the other main guy will be talking, and it's, like, a 6-minute...
To this
sure?
day, their ceremony, their opening ceremony with the dragons, could not believe it. Have you seen that, Mark?
No.
Their opening ceremony with the dragons?
Yeah. The AR shit?
Matt, can you please show Mark the dragon ceremony?
I'm going to watch this Faker doc that you guys are talking about, bro.
There's no Faker doc. Is there a Faker doc?
No,
is there a Faker? You know how many Faker docs there
the
is?
The doc was just about the private chef, and he gave him like a tour of the facility, and but he's like, each player has a curated menu. This guy likes high protein. This guy likes cold noodles.
Yeah, you got to look that up. Look it up on
crazy,
YouTube, Maddie.
Yo, Matt, before you do that, we're running short on time. I want to talk about the last two topics. X Defiant shutting down. I mean, I know that you and Aches had a little bit of a...
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, you guys had an exchange.
I mean, I just think they got delayed for a while.
Yeah.
So that screwed them up.
Yeah.
And then I just think Call of Duty's a behemoth. Like, you really need... You need something extraordinary to actually go toe-to-toe with a franchise that's been doing it for 20 years and has such a big fan base.
Yeah.
Our game just feels so fluid. Say what you want about Call of Duty. When you play Call of Duty, the fluidity and the movement and the gunplay, it all feels so smooth. Next Defiant, I mean, I enjoy playing some games, but it felt
it
nowhere
all,
near...
It does feel
nowhere
a little bit
near what we play.
But
they say it was like they're trying to like
basically kill COD, not a COD killer, but
they were trying to rival it.
Yeah, I mean, look, they went after all the, but think about it, they went out after all the people that play Call of Duty to play.
I'm
cool with it. Look, I'm a big supporter of indie games. Battalion 1919, what is it? Fuck, forget the name. 1984, what the fuck was it? 1944. Battalion 1944. Yeah. I thought X Defiant had like you know good steam behind it. But at the end of the day, like if the user base is not there, like it's not there. And I think, look, again, you know, obviously I feel bad for everybody that who was employed and now have to go look for a job because of this. And I also feel bad for the founders and the people that made this game. Like it's not an easy thing for anyone to you know put their heart and their money behind something, a dream that they're chasing, and ultimately, you know, failing a little bit. And what's worse is that sometimes, like, they don't even fail off of their own efforts. They fail off of just external circumstances around the space. But, you know, calling yourself the Call of Duty killer, like, ain't nothing going to kill Call of Duty. It can't. The Call of Duty is going to be Call of Duty, hopefully. And I get annoyed as much as I do, and I fight for it as much as I do, is because I love that game, and I know that it's going to be. I want it to be around when I'm old. You know what I'm saying? I want it to be around when I'm like 80 and shit.
COD 50.
Yeah.
No, like imagine Black Ops 20. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just crazy. I remember saying, "Yo, let's play COD 4, COD 5, World at War."
Yeah.
COD 63 is coming out. That's just a crazy thing to think about.
Yeah. No, I think that's what it is, And it's not that there isn't any room for other shooters to be out there. I mean, look at Counter-Strike, look at Valorant, look at Halo, I guess. I mean, Halo needs a lot of work, dude. Halo needs a lot of work right now, but the opportunity is still there. What?
Yep.
That thing above X Defiant, Fortnite Ballistic, dropping soon, is going to go crazy.
Yeah, well, that's another one. It's a first-person shooter. It's 5v5. Brown-based S&D, the same as... yeah, it's going to go nuts.
They're making Fortnite Valorant is what they're making, and that's going to bang.
Yeah. I can already tell you that there's like 14...
Wait, Fortnite's different.
There's 14 orgs out there fucking...
No, Fortnite's different.
You know, trying to get that shit. Yo, play that shit, man. I am.
Dude, what? This is Fortnite?
Me, you.
Yeah.
Clicks, Ron.
Hit us
Scump.
Up.
Scump.
Clicks.
We need him to DM both. Yeah, boys.
You said Clicks, my boy.
We got a team of three: me, Mark, Tony. Clicks, Ron, join up, buddy.
I'll tell you what. If there isn't no one there, is going to veto the sniper. You know what I'm saying? The sniper is going to be, if it's a first person shooter, a sniper needs to be fucking present. Period. I just saw a clip of fucking Shroud talking mad shit about it.
I
thought you were in that clip, right?
I was talking about it. I was telling him what's going on.
Yeah. He's like, wait, so you? What about smokes? You can't, what if there's a sniper?
I said,
There isn't a sniper.
I hate to break it to you, Shroud.
Dude,
no
I felt
sniper,
so
no
branded
smokes.
Watching that.
What? See, you got it, dude. Shroud's hilarious.
You know, Brandon, I felt like knowing, like, this is like, oh my God. Because I remember seeing that clip literally yesterday. I'm like, oh my God, Shroud thinks we're fucking morons. Like,
they all
listen,
think we're morons.
I'm not a part of this.
Damn.
I want the
honestly,
sniper,
because we fucking are morons.
Yeah, we actually are.
Why?
It's because
it's the new gen.
Yeah, it's the new
I'll
gen,
I'll swear by it. And here's what I truly think. And I could be wrong. I think back then, because we all grew up together and we had like a LAN league and we're all together, we were all such good friends that we had like a general respect for each other. So there was a level of accountability between us outside of just our own teams.
Yeah.
Like if me and Bose were in the pro lounge and he was selfishly trying to keep a gun in because his team was good with it, we'd all be looking at him like a scumbag. We'd be like, what's wrong with you? Like, it's like, I always bring up, we GA'd the FG-42.
Yeah.
When we were running, us ARs were 45 per game. It was the easiest gun ever. But for the betterment of the game, we got rid of it. Nowadays, all these teams are so separate and selfish, they all vote in their own direction now. There is no, like, community accountability because they don't care about each other.
Yeah. And like, I don't want to sound like that... like anti-GA, because in reality, I'm for GAs. You need GAs in COD, you know what I mean? But there's some of them that are just very, like, obvious bias towards their team. The sniper GA is incredibly biased. Every team that's voting for the sniper out, either
sucks.
A, doesn't have a sniper.
Every team that's voting for that to be out doesn't have a good fucking sniper on their team.
Exactly, which is why, like...
Or they're a good sniper.
Back then, like, 5 years ago, like pre-CDL, I want to say, like, every single year I competed and watched, the sniper was in every single year. It was like,
and then you get to the league and they take that shit out.
Well, not
basically. God,
somewhere
damn near.
Somewhere
as they got
along the way,
with the GAs. Yo, what the fuck? Bruce is kind of like.
Somewhere along the way, they started putting everything up for debate. Back when We only used them back when like a new gun got implemented or if a gun was super OP. Yeah. Now everything goes. It's like random. It's like, yo, it's GA this perk and this gun and this scope. And it's like, back dude, then like, it was only actual overpowered takeover guns like the FG-42.
Yeah. Open the door for Krim, Joe.
The barrel, the long barrel bar.
Yeah, yeah. And like, even to go back.
What up? What up, boys?
Oh, that nade?
Yeah. But even to go back to like the sniper, like, bro, we took off all the fucking attachments on this thing. This thing is,
you know what we need?
Awful.
I'm gonna tell you what we need.
I use it. And
we need Crims back in there bullying fucking lames to fucking
seriously
with reason.
Probably, yeah.
No, I'm serious. And I hate no one there is bullying any like all these other dweebs that don't want to fucking have the fucking sniper. You know what? I for one,
Dave, what should
he's
we?
Not doing his homework.
David's not
doing his homework. Watch the Hunter T's breakoff.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen,
he's not locked in.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. We do appreciate everybody stopping by. Yep. Is it short? Is it long? It doesn't matter. The content that we just gave you was sufficient enough for you to listen to it again if you want this to be a 2-hour long podcast. Until next week,
this was a good
ladies
squad.
And gentlemen,
I
we
like
will see
squad.
You. Goodbye.